Despite Governor Steve Sisolak's moratorium on evictions, some tenants in Nevada are reporting that they're being harassed or bullied. KUNR's Lucia Starbuck has the story.
Before the pandemic, Caitlin Stover was a cocktail waitress at the Santa Fe Station Hotel and Casino in Las Vegas. She found out from the news that she lost her job, which meant she wasn't going to be able to pay her rent for the apartment she lives at, which is owned by Siegel Suites, a company that runs apartment complexes in several states. She told the manager about her situation, but she says she's been receiving notes on her door that the eviction process is underway.
I was so stressed out. First off, I'm trying to figure out, you know, just how to get through the day of, like, eating and stuff like that. And then you guys are telling me you're going to kick me out. You know, what am I even supposed to do right there?
In addition to the eviction notices, Stover says she was also told that she will be facing room inspections. A 24-hour notice is required by law for these inspections, but Stover alleges management is going into her room when she leaves the building.
You know, I could understand, like, if it was just me, you know what I mean? If I was the only one that lost my job because, you know, something I did. And I've been here, like, 6 months, and I've never once been late. I've never not paid. I've never had any complaints. So there's no reason that they should be coming at me.
Stover filed a complaint with a corporate arm of Siegel Suites in late March after Governor Sisolak announced the moratorium on evictions. She says management backed off for several days, but on April 4th, she got another note on her door threatening eviction and daily inspections until rent is paid. Michael Crandall is senior vice president for the Siegel Group, Nevada. He talked to KUNR earlier this month about separate allegations of tenant bullying, but he wasn't available in time for this story. Here's what he had to say about the company's practices as they relate to the moratorium on evictions.
We're 100% following Governor Sisolak's order. We've been in touch with all of the state and local officials in Nevada and in Reno and in Vegas and in all areas we do business, and we're following their order and we're working very closely with them.
Heidi Formantoni is a tenants' rights counselor with Nevada Legal Services. Caitlin Stover is one of her clients. During the pandemic, she's seeing a surge of landlords bullying tenants.
They're typically going through the regular eviction process. So what we're seeing now, usually a rare occurrence, but because there's a stay on all evictions, they're getting more creative and more aggressive with how they go about conducting their business.
Formantoni said tenants can protect themselves.
365 days a year, I want tenants to know their rights. Right now, it's a situation where people are out of work. And without the governor's moratorium, they'd be facing homelessness. There's just a horrible illness out there. We're in the middle of a pandemic, and we just need people to stay at home. But how can you stay home and be healthy when you're being pushed out the doors of your home?
Formantoni encourages tenants who are receiving eviction notices or experiencing bullying to file a complaint to the Nevada Attorney General's office, and people are. The AG's chief of staff, Jessica Adair, spoke about what the office is facing during an interim finance committee meeting for the Nevada legislature.
Our office has been taking complaints from renters 7 days a week. I've never seen the call volume that we have, email volume that we have received from folks who are terrified of being evicted or are wrongly being threatened with eviction.
A spokesperson for the Attorney General's office said no one from the office is available for an interview. The office did release an email statement saying that they are looking into complaints made against landlords. It says violations will be dealt with harshly, and landlords could be on the hook for paying increased damages if they are found in violation of the governor's directive. For KUNR News, I'm Lucia Starbuck.